The CFOMAPRO Training Center in Montmorency, north of Paris, is on the top floor of a relatively new building. Inside, it looks like, well, it's hard to tell if it's a training center or an office. The receptionist at the front desk is a trainee. Maeva is 20 years old. She's been working selling perfumes, and now she's learning how an office works.
Quand le téléphone sonne, on répond,
when the phone rings, aussi, I answer, she says. I answer emails, work on the plannings.
Moi, je fais comme si j'étais au travail, en fait.
I work as though I were at a real job. The 40 people sitting at computers in the open office space next door are also at work on a web platform called Axisco. On the website, there are products for sale, purses, mobile phones, kitchen appliances, but none of it's really real.
Axisco is a practice firm. It's virtual. It's fake.
Rafael Sodatonu is the manager of the training center. You could say he's the boss of this company, Axisco, the company that's fake but works like a real one. Because the products on the website are not just placeholders. There are 120 other virtual companies like this one in France and hundreds more around the world. They're all in different fields.
We have a firm that sells gifts. We have a firm that sells electricity, water. We have firms that pay our rents.
Some of these virtual companies want to sell their virtual products online.
So we contact them. Our students take the products. We put it online.
It's a network of trainees working with trainees on fake companies that function as real ones.
We have a virtual world, like a game. It's a sort of serious game. We put the student inside to train them for their future jobs.
This, of course, is very different from standard vocational training in France. Sodatonu knows this quite well. Several years ago, he left his accounting job to become a trainer. He recalls classrooms full of 20 students.
When the students arrive, they sit down, they wait for me to tell what to do. So I spend 1, 2, 3 hours on the blackboard explaining. They were just sitting and watching and taking notes. And when they were searching for a job, they always say, I will practice when I will be at work.
I'll practice when I get a job, they say. But in a country like France, with 10% unemployment, getting that job is becoming increasingly difficult. Employers want experience. Well, actually, in France, they often want to see a degree. If you're applying for a job in human resources, an employer wants to see you studied human resources. Barring that, experience does count. And that's what attracted Gladys to this virtual job training. At 26 years old, she's trying to shift into the field of human resources. She's been working as a media consultant. It's a field that I like, she says. Being in contact with employees, there's a human element. But to do this job, she needs some kind of degree. It's better to have a diploma, she says. Working for Axisco will yield a certificate and experience. Today, for example, she's working on preparing documents for a new hire. I have to recruit a receptionist, she explains. And that receptionist will actually be a new student, but the applications are treated like real hires. Gladys has to put together a job announcement, send it out, go through the CVs she receives. She's been able to see if she really likes this kind of work. And she does. The first practice enterprises were started in Germany in the mid-1950s. Wounded soldiers coming back from fighting in the Second World War were not going to go back to being farmers. Administrative work was seen as the most adapted to their situation, but they had no skills. How then do you train a large number of workers in a relatively short amount of time? You teach by doing repetitive motions, like athletes, says Rafael Sodatonu.
Sport, you repeat the movement to get the right movement. The people have to train. Like for a runner, he will start running slowly for years, and the trainer will be here to tell them you didn't do the right skills, you have to change. And then progressively he will, and when he finished to be training, he will go to race.
The same applies for jobs. At the fake job, which is like a real job, you show up to work in the morning and you have a task to do. Often you do the same thing more than once. A student might do something well the first time, but the second time,
he'll do it twice. The situation changed. And then we will correct it again. So we'll tell him that what he did here is not good because of the changing of the situation.
And with time, they learn. For someone like Gladys, who's changing careers, this is a chance to see what the job actually entails day to day. Sodatonu says this kind of training is also a benefit to people who've never worked in an office before.
We have a lot of youngs who came from suburbs where the parents never work at office. They never thought that they can be able one day to work in the office. And they are very difficult to manage, because they have never worked in office, never had structure. So here we have to tell them that here they are in an office. And in the office, they can do that, they can do this. They have to dress correctly. They have to not speak loud. All the behavior, we have to work on it.
A real company would probably not even give them a chance to learn. But here, they learn gradually over time.
For 1, 2, 3 months, we repeat the same things. And then here we make them progressively change and make them feel like, yes, they can do it. They can present themselves and be proud of themselves and say, we can do it. And it works. It not works for all. Certain person, they don't stay because they say it's impossible for them to change. And so, but we have a bigger percentage of people who change progressively.
Then there are older people, some of whom have worked in offices for decades, but they were laid off. And in France, finding another job after the age of 45 or 50 isn't easy. People sometimes find themselves unemployed for several months, even years. They lose skills, and especially, they lose confidence.
It damages a lot. When they send their CV, they didn't have the response. We find that people are lost all the confidence. They say that they are not employable, they will never work again.
This is somewhat the case for Didier. He's 54 years old today. 8 years ago, he was laid off from his job as an accountant for a car company. Despite his experience, he had worked as an accountant for 26 years. He was unable to find another job.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a l'âge qui a fait? Je ne sais pas.
Was it because of my age? I don't know, he says. Long-term unemployment has been stressful.
On se pose des questions, hein, pour l'avenir.
You question yourself, he says. You worry about the future. You can't plan. Last year, after a skill assessment, the unemployment office encouraged him to shift his focus to look for office administration jobs. Why not, he told himself.
Pourquoi pas, c'est une autre ouverture.
It could open new horizons away from accounting. He showed up here at this training center 4 months ago. Since then, he's brushed up on his computer skills and he's worked as a receptionist for Axisco, the fake company. Just the act of going to an office every day has been helpful.
Je me lève très tôt le matin.
I get up very early every day, he says. He arrives by 8:30 a.m., earlier than necessary.
Ça donne de la pêche à venir ici.
It's uplifting to be here.
C'est motivant.
It's motivating. A virtual company cannot exist on its own. It needs other companies in the network, and a practice enterprise network requires its own kind of infrastructure. Each country's network has a central bank to provide virtual loans to keep their companies afloat. They also have fake versions of any administrative bodies so that students in HR, payroll, learn how to manage any reporting requirements. There's even a virtual legal department. In France, this is done in Rouen, in Brittany, in the northwest of the country, by a handful of people employed by an association. You can see them kind of as a Wizard of Oz behind the curtain, keeping the whole network running. Now, you might ask, with all this work behind the scenes, why not just make these companies real? Raphael Sodatonu says it wouldn't work. If the virtual companies had to turn real profits, they'd have to put pressure on the trainees, turning them into employees.
We'll have to choose the best and then to make them work quickly. And that's not the point. We are not here to put pressure on our students. We are here to train them, that they take their time. They had to make mistakes. In mistake, they learn.
It turns out they make terrible real employees, at least at first. So in a way, instead of thinking of Axisco as a company producing online marketing services, you could see it as a company that's producing good employees for future employers. And it does seem to work. After training sessions that last between 3 to 9 months and a 6-week internship in a real company, 90% of trainees in the HR and management track from this center find jobs, and 70% of those in the administrative tracks. These are not necessarily permanent jobs, but they're jobs, launching these future employees on career paths that they might not otherwise have had before. Sarah Elzis, RFI, Montmorency, north of Paris.